and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 620-342-2600 for the complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare, and there to care isn't just our motto. It is part of our core values. Our staff is comprised of individuals who act with integrity and commitment to working diligently to serve our patients and their families. Our staff advocates for the patients we respectfully care for in the comfort of their homes. We strive for excellence while providing skilled nursing services and therapy services, disease management, education, and many others. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Please call 342-2600 or visit us online, hometownhealthcare.net.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, 21st of November, this Thanksgiving holiday week, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Tyler Schmidt and Jody Brinkman, and to talk about the Green Machine Gala to benefit the Olpie Fitness Park. It's coming up in February, but some sponsorship opportunities available to you. Tyler, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Ron.
Nice to have you with us. Thanks for taking some time to join us.
Thanks for having us.
Good to have you here, Jody. Good morning. How are you?
Great. How about you?
Doing good.
Well, Tyler, before we start talking about the Green Machine Gala, we've been talking now for, a couple of years now about the Olpie Fitness Park project. And let's start there, because this is really why the Green Machine Gala is on the calendar coming up in February. So what is the Fitness Park project all about?
Yeah, the Olpie Fitness Park, led by our, or the campaign, led by our Olpie Improvement Committee, we are trying to make improvements and additions that will benefit the school and our entire community. This project, located northwest of the current high school, includes a new football field, a rubberized 8-lane track and field events, new press box, new stands, fitness trail, as well as a fitness community fitness center, early child care center, and reworking some of our ball fields. So it is a very large project, but our focus currently is on what we call phase one, which is the new football field and 8-lane track.
All right, so where are we at exactly right now, Jody, in the process?
For the gala, we really have made a lot of progress. We have the date, which is February 10th. We're going to have a full evening starting at 5:30 with cocktails and appetizers, a silent auction from 5:30 to 7:30, then a steak dinner and a live auction at from 7:30 to 8:15, and then a dance from 8:30 to 11. It's $100 a person, and everything is included.
And where will this be at?
At the Knights of Columbus Hall in Olpie.
In Olpie, coming up again February the 10th. And as Jody mentioned, tickets are $100. How can we get those tickets?
Well, they're going to be advanced sales, and there are three contact people. We're going to get flyers and posters out. We have a meeting next week, and then we'll get those, and the committee will start taking these around to businesses. But and it'll have the contact. Jalinda Watts and Ashley Schmidt and myself are the contacts for the tickets. Like I said, we aren't going to do any. They're all in advance sales. The cutoff is going to be January 31st so that we can have the right amount of steaks and everything prepared. And kind of go from there. We're very excited about it. We have sponsorship opportunities. Okay. The Eagle, which is $3,000, and it's reserved seating for 8. Obviously, the name of the business where people will be on all the promotional items. A couple bonuses, kind of gala things, are champagne and chocolate-covered strawberries at the table, and then a dedicated drink server so that They can bid on things. They'll have time to completely bid, and we'll go get their drinks for them. So right now we're getting auction items. We have some of those silent and live, and are very excited about them. So
You mentioned sponsorship opportunities. There's the Eagle, but there are other levels, I assume.
Yes, yes. There's the Gold, and that's aging up to six guests, and it's $1,500. The Green, which is $1,000, and it's seating for four guests. And on both of those, the name of the business is also going to be on all the promotional items. We plan on, you know, having a program. We plan on having a video going, you know, in the evening with the people's names on it. So, and then there's the White level, which is $500, and it's reserved seating for two guests.
Outstanding. What led you to this particular format here for the event? Because obviously fundraisers can go a lot of different ways. What led you to this type of multifaceted fundraiser here, Tyler?
Yeah. Of course, like you said, we've been working on this campaign for 2 years. Granted, the first year was really just organizational, the organizational phase of the campaign. But here within the last couple months, we're like, hey, we need an additional platform. We need something to engage our community, something to just really encourage excitement about this project and to give us an opportunity to get face-to-face in front of a group of people and engage them and inform them about this project. So this idea just kind of came. I know we have several similar events in the area, but for OPI and for us, this is completely new, I went around Jody and a few other members, and they didn't hesitate. They jumped right on board, and they're off and running with this event, and we're excited.
It's the Green Machine Gala, slated for February 10th of 2024 at the OPI Knights of Columbus Hall, raising money for the OPI Fitness Park. Well, Tyler, this is really a big project, as you alluded to. What kind of a dollar number are we looking at? Let's just talk about phase one, your track and football field.
Yeah, phase one, our goal by June 1st of 2024 is to be at $2.5 million. Not down to the dollar, but right now we are our current funds, our donations towards phase one are about $1.35 million. So, yes, we are well past the halfway point. So we hope events like this will help push us across the finish line.
You mentioned here about phase one. How many other phases and what's going to be? I know you want to focus here on the short term, get the phase one, but what is the grand total for everything that you have planned?
Yeah, grand total for everything. And of course, some of this has already been completed with other past projects, but we've included that in a total budget of $9.5 million.
Okay. Jody, from your perspective, how will this project, you know, phase one or fleshed out completely, how will this benefit the community of OPI residents that come in, and how will this energize the community once it is either partially built or fully built?
Well, I think for one thing, we already have such good community support. I think it will just really get people more involved in where the access will be so much better. The track will be awesome. We're really lacking in that. And the walking trail, when they get to that stage, like, people will walk the track. And that's one of the things I will do. When we get the walking trail, that will encompass, you know, a lot of people. And because right now they're walking on country roads and streets. So it will be nice to have all of that completed. And I think, you know, it'll just breed enthusiasm. I think everybody will get behind it once they see the improvements being made and how nice it's going to look.
Yeah, it is, I'll tell you what, it's a pretty aggressive project for OPI, and it will be a nice once it, you know, certainly when it comes to fruition, hopefully in the next handful of years anyway. But the Green Machine Gala, kind of one of the first steps here coming up February the 10th at the Knights of Columbus Hall in OPI. Tyler, do we need to add anything here?
No, I think you guys have hit everything, and thank you for great questions, and thanks for having us.
Well, Tyler, we appreciate it. Good luck with this.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, keep us posted. Jody, thanks.
Thanks, Jody.
Thank you.
Have a great day. So, again, for tickets.
Have a nice Thanksgiving.
Yep, you too.
Happy Thanksgiving. You bet. Thank you. And if you, again, want tickets to the Green Machine Gala, February 10th, you can contact Jody Brinkman, Jalinda Watts, or Ashley Schmidt. February 10th, Chuck, which will be here before we know it.
Believe it or not, yes, and we'll be getting through probably a couple of those winter weather watches and warnings that we'd mentioned here in our newscast earlier. If you want to be part of the Newsmaker Spot, 720 every weekday mornings. We're full this week. We're actually full until next Wednesday, the 29th. So if you want one of those spots to close out the back half of next week or get into December, let us know. 620-342-1400 is the number. The email address, kvue@kvue.com. Sydney Farney joins us tomorrow morning as we discuss the ongoing work of Care Portal locally.
And our newsmaker this morning brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapies. Call 342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. It is 7:30. Some mist out there, 44 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Santa's elves are loose in Emporia. Help find them during the Emporia Main Street Small Business Saturday Elf Scavenger Hunt on Saturday, November 25th.